back to Building a Stomping Ground Season 4. Today I'm joined by Maggie. Maggie works at Wellspring, which is a local partnership, and their mission is to support survivors of relationship and sexual abuse. Maggie has been working in nonprofits and social service organizations for a very long time and has a deep wealth of knowledge to share. Welcome, Maggie. Thanks so much for being here with me.
Hello. Thanks so much for inviting me.
Oh my goodness. Of course. Just to start off, tell us a little bit about who you are and what Wellspring is and what y'all's mission is and all of that.
Okay. So I am the CEO of Wellspring, and Wellspring is the domestic violence and sexual assault services agency for Saratoga County. And we also provide sexual assault services in Washington County.
Very, very important stuff. And tell me, how did we get hooked up together? How did this partnership kind of begin?
Okay, Laura and I just met at a meeting and we started talking about the families that we serve, the kids that you folks helped have a great camp experience. And it was instant energy where we said, we've got to work together on this.
Yeah, so exciting. So very cool. And tell me, like, what's your kind of story? How did you get there? And why is Wellspring important to you? Like, why do you show up to work every day?
Okay, so I've been working in human services since 1985. And I've worked with different populations, with folks with serious mental illness, with folks with HIV and AIDS, with homelessness, and now DV and sexual assault. And I've been here for 21 years now. And why I come into work every day is because there's a lot of people out there struggling in the world with serious issues. And we never know what the person who sits right next to us or stands next to us in the grocery line is going through. And yet it's so important that folks have a place that they can go to get help, to find hope, and to get to a better life for themselves and their kids.
Absolutely. Wow. That is a very long time. And yeah, you must be hold a lot of very important knowledge and just like kind of holding that community together. And so that's amazing. Thank you for doing all that you do. What is like the biggest kind of blockage or pain point for Wellspring? What is something that you're just like, oh, if we had that, we could just, you know, meet this mission like 10 times more? Or if we, you know, were able to educate people on this thing, we could meet our mission 10 times more. What is that thing?
I think the biggest mission is lack of awareness. So domestic violence affects 1 in 4 women and 1 in 7 men, but these are crimes that happen behind closed doors. And so folks don't realize the prevalence, for one thing. And I think so many people think, I'm the only one this is happening to, if they only knew the numbers. But then more than that, I think lack of awareness in the community. The biggest question we're asked is, why don't people just leave? And not understanding all of the challenges and the obstacles and the fact that if you have children together, sometimes you can, very often you cannot totally leave because you are going to be sharing visitation with those children, which is a time that the abuse can continue. So there's a lot of thought that has to go into how to leave safely and how to meet the needs of your whole family in a safe way and co-parenting with the person who was your abuser for maybe the next 20 years. So I think the biggest challenge is that society doesn't recognize or understand the complexity of these issues.
Yeah. Wow. I follow you guys on Instagram and stuff, and I've seen some of the like education workshops you've done and all of that. And it's something I've heard from multiple of our other partnerships as well, just working on, you know, lots of different things. We are partnerships. Why I am really grateful for partnering with you all at Wellspring is, you know, we're trying to have a like really diverse amount of partnerships. But I've heard that over and over again, is just lack of education on topics like this and other topics. And it's so important and so cool that you guys are doing so much work to, you know, not only like address this in the community, but also like do that education in the community, because that's going to help solve the, you know, larger picture, I guess.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things that all of our impact sector organizations work together on. I think folks see us as working very much in silos. There's people who deal with mental illness. There's people who deal with homelessness. There's people who deal with domestic violence. And yet what we all deal with is people, people whose lives have challenges right now and are struggling. And there's very often a lot of crossover and a lot of intersection of our issues. Domestic violence is the primary cause of family homelessness in Saratoga County. Because sometimes, as someone leaves an abusive relationship, they are totally under-resourced. So we all work together on bringing that message out and helping the community understand not just the specifics that our agency deals with, but the complexity of the issues and how they intersect.
Hit the nail on the head. Absolutely. That's, I think, sometimes people, it's very often that people think in these silos, and that's something that's so important to Stomping Ground is, breaking out of these silos and just like really learning about each other and being curious about each other and helping, teach each other about whatever we are, good at and know a lot about. So being able to do that work together is just really, really cool. So kind of talking a little bit more about that, tell me why you think this partnership between Wellspring and Stomping Ground is important.
For one thing, you give kids a normal experience over the summer. When their family's in transition, maybe they're living in a shelter and they can't have their friends over, they can't even have Aunt Sue over. Sometimes they kind of don't want to talk about the disruption in their life, or their parent is just really struggling as they've left abuse to deal with all the legal stuff and with working and kids. You provide a place where kids can be kids and enjoy their summer. And lots of times the parents that we deal with, the survivors, can't afford camp like they used to when they were in that two-parent household. So you give that opportunity. And in that, you also allow that parent to keep their job over the summer. Because what do you do when you have a bunch of little ones and they've got the whole summer vacation off and you're going to spend more on summer camp than you're going to make?
Right.
So this is a way that people can keep their job, stay in their career track, be supporting their family, and know that their kids are safe and having fun.
Well, we're so grateful for it. I love that perspective of how it impacts the kid, but also just how it impacts the family in general and in those types of situations. So I feel so lucky that we found y'all and that, yeah, we're able to get more kids out to camp. I mean, it's really cool. And also local kids, we're always looking to get more folks who are local to the Saratoga area. So we're super excited for that.
And in that, you're also teaching in a really fun way messages that the kids may have gotten mixed messages about respect and conflict resolution and expressing your feelings and listening to other people's feelings. And that's something that when someone has grown up in a home with abuse, maybe they've had some role modeling that's not great around that. So you're not teaching, you're not lecturing, but it's just part of the fun camp experience is being exposed to some other ways of being in relationship.
Yeah, absolutely. And building relationships with, different sorts of people and people that maybe are similar to them and different than them and getting to practice and kind of, I think camp, you get to kind of be who you want to be. It's a safe, pretty safe space to like explore and try things out and, not too many people there know you. So you get to kind of like figure out what feels good and how to like have those relationships in a way that feels good to you. So that like exploration piece, I think is really cool.
And for our kids, sometimes it is a chance to get to know some folks because they may have relocated here for safety reasons. And maybe the family came here over the summer. So right after Labor Day, they're going to go to a whole school where they know absolutely nobody, everything's different. Their life has been kind of in an upheaval over the summer.
Right.
But by going to Camp Stomping Ground, maybe they meet somebody who, and make a friend who's going to be in their school and in their class in
Yeah.
September. They've got a friendly face already.
Yeah, that's the hope. That's the goal for sure. Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Maggie. I want to end with our 10-second celebration. We end a lot of our meetings this way. It's just kind of a fun, campy thing. So what is something that you want to celebrate for 10 seconds? It could be something happening in your life, something that happened at Wellspring recently, anything big or small.
I'm going to talk about the holidays at Wellspring. The community is so phenomenally generous in giving what's needed so that families who are in transition can make that wonderful holiday experience, whatever their holiday tradition is, whether it's food, whether it's gifts, whether it's special time out. Our community recognizes that people are in need and they have given so generously to share that love they have in their holiday seasons with people they don't even know.
That's amazing. Well, thank you so much, Maggie. It was so fun to chat with you and learn more about Wellspring. And I hope you had wonderful holidays. And thanks so much for joining me.
And you too, and Happy New Year.